A very pleasant afternoon. Good afternoon, wherever you are. I am so delighted to be able to share with you. If you're in your cars, good afternoon. If you're in your home, good afternoon. If you're preparing dinner, I hope it's something I can eat. Who knows? I may just come to dinner. You need to invite me to your home for dinner, as a matter of fact. I'd be more than happy to sit at your table, so long as you're cooking vegetarian foods. And if you're not, just have a nice large garden salad. I will eat it up. Yum, yum. Okay? But we're happy that you have chosen to tune in today. And I hope that the information we will share will be helpful. And I hope that you will share it with your friends and your family members, wherever they may be. I thought that I would share with you some information that I found very enlightening. It's on the topic of potentially harmful food additives. Remember that additives are found in most of the foods that we eat, unless it's fresh produce. And these additives come in many forms, many shapes, many sizes, many colors. And they have with them, unfortunately, some hazards that affect us as a person and human being. And I just thought I would share them with you. And I hope that you would appreciate the information and that as you shop, you will look for some of what I'm sharing. As a matter of fact, while I make an announcement about our cookbook, why don't you get a pencil and a pen so that you can take down some of the information and you can check it out for yourselves. And then, too, you can probably remember more because I'm that kind of person. I like to hear it. I have to see it sometimes. I have to write it. And when I write it down, I find that it's really helpful. Remember, we have a cookbook available to you. And in our recipes, we have ingredients that are wholesome and healthy. And so you just have to have one of our cookbooks. You know, the Bible tells us in 3 John 2 that God wishes above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health even as thy soul prospers. So our Vegetarian Delights cookbook is available. It's available right now to each and every one of you. And it's available at GNC, at Harbor Bay, and in the mall at Marathon. We have it available at LB's Convenience Food Store. It's also available at Better Living and Delhi, Healthy Lifestyles in Delhi, and also it's available at the Adventist Bookstore. So, we're going to get into our topic for today, potentially harmful food additives. I'm going to name the additive. I'm going to use it in food, how it's used, tell you how it's used in a food, and I'm also going to share with you some of the hazards that are affect us as we take in these different additives. There are two additives that I usually highlight in my vegetarian cooking classes that are found in cereals. We have the BHA and the BHT. Now, the BHA is a preservative that helps cereals to last longer. Unfortunately, it has also been noted that it is suspected of liver ailments and cancer. Where do we find it? We find it, like I said before, in cereals and cake mixes, potato chips, drinks, powdered drinks, punches, and breakfast food. We also have the BHT because you see BHA, whenever you see BHA, usually BHT is also very close by. And this is a coloring. People add the BHT so that foods would look fresh and look, you know, the same. Unfortunately, it is stored in body fat and it may cause allergic reactions. Where do you find BHA and BHT, both of them? You find it in fresh pork, pork sausage, steak sauces, vegetable oils, shortenings, crackers, potato chips, dry cereals, cake mixes, frozen pizzas, instant teas, drink powders, punches, breakfast drinks, donuts, vegetables that are packed with sauces, that is, packaged potatoes, nuts, canned puddings, toasters, tarts, dry yeast. And this is where we would find these two additives. Another additive that you may want to take note of is the caffeine. Caffeine is used in food as a coloring and also as a flavoring. It is a stimulant and it's also a diuretic. It pulls all of the necessary body fluids out of the joints. It causes nervousness, heart palpitations, and it may also cause heart defects. Foods that would likely have caffeine in them: coffee, tea, colas, cocoa, soft drinks, chocolate or candy bars, and of course some of our energy drinks. They are loaded in caffeine. Then we have another preservative that I'd like to highlight, known as EDTA. It's a calcium disodium. You'll find it on the label of the food in capitals, EDTA. It's a preservative. There again, it's a flavoring. It traps metallic impurities produced during food processing. And fortunately, some of the hazards that may affect us from the use of EDTA, it is linked to kidney disorders. And there are so many of us with kidney problems. It is also linked with cramps, skin rashes, intestinal problems. Where do we find EDTA? You can look for it in maybe your favorite mayonnaise, salad dressings, margarine, canned shellfish, beer, condiments, soft drinks, processed fruits, and even some processed vegetables may have the EDTA. Another preservative that you may want to look for in your foods may be that of hydroxylated lecithin. It is used in the food as a binder. And unfortunately, like I said before, some of these are hazardous to our health. And we want to highlight that it may lead to skin irritations because a lot of it is found in cosmetics. You may find it in mayonnaise, ice cream, margarine, soup mixes, candy, baked goods, and some artificial flavors. Another preservative that I'd like to share with you today that I find very harmful, unfortunately, is that of MSG. Now, MSG, or monosodium glutamate, is a flavoring agent. We use it to, it enhances the flavor. And there are so many other things we can use. I often tell people, put a little teaspoon of honey. That also brings out the flavor and enhances the flavor of whatever it is that you're cooking. But monosodium glutamate, or MSG as it's commonly known as, or Accent, that's usually the way we purchase, may cause headaches, chilling, sweating, diarrhea, chest pain, possible genetic damage. And praise the Lord, in 1969, it was removed from all baby foods. So we still need to check to make sure it's not in there. But according to the studies, it was taken out because they knew that it would lead to some of these problems. I had a student some time back who didn't tell me she was allergic, and I didn't realize that something that I was using actually had MSG in there. It was a vegetarian product too. And she went home, her tongue started to swell, and praise the Lord, she knew the signs to look for, and she realized that something she had been exposed to that day had MSG in there. Suppose it had been something that would have killed her. I would have probably ended up in jail, not knowing that, you know, she was allergic to it. Well, where do we find MSG? In bear, broths, bouillon cubes, processed cheeses, canned meats, meat tenderizers, packaged seafood, frankfurters, or the hot dogs, salad dressings, canned soups, frozen pizzas, Chinese foods, that's right, even the ones here locally, dry roasted nuts, soup mixes, vegetables packed with sauce, croutons, tomato sauce, bread, crumbs, frozen spinach, tomato paste. And the list can go on and on. What are we going to do next week? We're going to share more about these chemical additives that are added to our foods. We need to know what we're taking in, people. I trust that you enjoyed today's topic. I hope that you will get rid of the foods that have these additives so that we can get our health back to where we want to be. This is Marlene. I hope that you enjoy today's topic, and may God richly bless each and every one of you.